Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas. Transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
There's an old saying that you can't con an honest man. It's people that are into scams, into manipulation, that think everything's a scam or manipulation. So they do it to everybody, but they themselves are totally susceptible to it as well. And then when somebody straight shoots them, they don't even know what they're dealing with. It freaks them out. It scares them. That's why a lot of times people will tell me a joke. If I'm in a serious mode, I don't understand it. And I'd like get in a joking mode to then even understand it because I'm taking everything in as real. Or I'm analyzing it for what it straightforward says. And then I can look at the scam better than anybody because I'm an honest man. And I am an honest man. You know, that's why the system constantly says InfoWars isn't for real and that we're not authentic, because the New World Order, the Satanist system, is the most inauthentic garbage the planet has ever seen. And you look at the minions that serve the left-hand path, the left. They tell you who they are. They are the most unhappy, pathetic, stupid people on the planet. And they only show any animation when they're doing something bad. They have no idea. If I could show Satanists God's power, they would desert Satan in a minute. But they're fallen from the beginning. It's a predestination issue. You do have free will, but God knows how the dice are going to roll. And that's why real Luciferians that know all this works say that God's a sadist. Now, I have 4 children. And I know that giving them life, I gave them death. And I know one day they will die. But they will live on through their children and their ideas and what they stood for. And God gives us life and God gives us death. But our spirit goes on. The energy's there. You know, that's what you see below is the same as above. With computers and software and saving everything. The establishment tells you they're going to be able to save your soul on a computer. And they're going to live forever on that. And people believe that, but they don't believe the God of the universe could do that with our souls and do it for real. The truth is, the globalists want to be God. And they want to get humans to do it for them. Because when you say globalist, you mean God of this world, who knows the game plan and knows the lay of the land, because we're sitting here with our memories wiped in the test. Satan's memory's not wiped. Satan remembers it all. Photographic memory, computer memory. Now, there's a ton of news. The debate last night, Tulsi Gabbard got up there and was anti-endless war. And a lot of people think she is the dark horse, that she's the sucker attack on Trump. We'll see. That's why they put her out, censored her, removed her, then bring her back. We'll see. That's coming up. Sargon of Akkad's going to be in the studio. Pelosi says she's not having an impeachment vote right now. They never intended that. They're going to have their kangaroo secret court first, then do that. I'll break that down. So many developments on so many fronts. We'll cover it all today. And we have Sargon of Akkad in studio. I think Lee and Mack is going to be popping in as well. But first, when we come back, why is the mainstream media so obsessed with him? The globalists have been planning to make their move on America for decades and decades. Hillary was supposed to get in and complete the takeover, the censorship, all of it. That's why they took me off the air first and banned me across the internet, because they knew that what we were saying was dead on and they didn't want us raising the alarm. Well, guess what? Thanks to you spreading the word and steadfastly supporting InfoWars, we're still on the air and we're still fighting. So please keep spreading the word and keep buying the great products. We're running a massive sale right now. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 40 to 70% off. It's called the Everything Must Go Special. We're selling out of everything. Who knows we'll even be here in 6 months? Hopefully we will. Who knows the country will be here in 6 months? I just gut level know we need all the funds to go into the future, so we're selling everything out right now. Everything Must Go Sale, InfoWarsStore.com. Please visit the store today. Again, it's the Everything Must Go Sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Between Google and Democrats.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Who is the most banned news network in the world?
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God.
CNN waged a long campaign against Jones. It worked. Jeff Zucker silenced and deplatformed his show. It was a stunning defeat for free speech.
ABC's hit show, The Good Doctor, that routinely has 18 million viewers. That's more than a Monday night football game. Dedicated an entire episode a few nights ago to demonizing yours truly. The producers and writers and directors of the show admitted that the character they were demonizing, that the show was built around, was an Alex Jones archetype.
Mitchell Stewart, the conspiracy theorist? That's the celebrity now?
Before we even meet Mitchell Stewart, the thought criminal, the doctors are walking down the hall discussing how he thinks 9/11 was an inside job, and he thinks sometimes massacres and crises are staged, and they're just shaking their head. They're just good medical professionals that are going in there to confront this guy about the truth, and they're only trying to help him.
The guy thinks 9/11 was an inside job? He's an ass.
He's an ass who needs liver surgery.
Mitchell Stewart, I don't blindly turn over my well-being or anything else to those in authority, so I ran background checks on all of you. I'm sure you consider whatever you give me to be normal medical treatment, but we all know that doctors are pushers in the pay of the drug companies.
The bag contains an isotonic crystalloid composed of 0.9% sodium chloride dissolved in sterile water.
You must be the autistic guy. Good. No bull. Probably doesn't know what bull is. Bet your parents got one of those combination vaccinations.
Not connected, because science does not support an autism link.
Yeah, that's what they told you.
Our Alex Jones bad guy, Mitchell Stewart, did you just see what he did? He said to the autistic doctor that's only trying to save him that there's been links from vaccines to autism. That's in hundreds and hundreds of studies. But he just blurts out the mainstream media statement that there are WMDs in Iraq. Oh, I'm sorry. He blurts out the mainstream media statement that Kavanaugh raped all these women. Oh, that's been retracted. Sorry. He just blurts out the mainstream media statement that there is no link and there is no problem, even though autism is exploding off the charts.
Idiopathic portal hypertension can cause...
My liver is damaged, but that's not the cause. I've been poisoned.
Worth running that talk screen again? The guy has a web show where he claims the parents of children who died in school shootings are crisis actors. These aren't some enemies.
Once we start doubting the tests, then you can't trust anything, and there's no point in anything.
Of course, these fictitious doctors don't talk about how ABC, that produced this show, just got caught showing fake video from a popular machine gun shootout at Knob Creek, blowing it up and claiming that it was a War of the Worlds attack on the Kurds that Trump allowed with 5,000-foot-tall giant mushroom clouds. They were actually 10-foot-tall mushroom clouds in Kentucky. Oh, but again, nobody ever stages anything.
This video right here appearing to show Turkey's military bombing Kurd civilians in a Syrian border town. The Kurds, who fought alongside the U.S. against ISIS.
Our government claimed that Saddam beat babies' brains out in incubators in Kuwait and used a young actress to go tell Congress she witnessed it. She'd never been to Kuwait, and it didn't happen. So it's reasonable to ask questions about big events, but they don't want you doing that. How dangerous and un-American is that?
They took the babies out of incubators. Incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Now is the time to check the aggression of this ruthless dictator whose troops have bayoneted pregnant women and have ripped babies from their incubators in Kuwait.
I could not help but think of my nephew, who, if born premature, might have died that day as well.
And they had kids in incubators, and they were thrown out of the incubators so that Kuwait could be systematically dismantled.
Now, we're going to get into this episode and dissect it in just a moment. But first, it's important to understand that I have been chosen as the archetype by the establishment, by Hollywood, in their own words, to be the go-to villain. So they are basically kidnapping my persona and then misrepresenting it, not just in shows on ABC, like The Good Doctor, but in the Homeland series and in the Chaney movie, Vice, and in literally hundreds of other shows, including the new Spider-Man franchise. They say that the villain newscaster is based on yours truly.
There you have it, folks. Conclusive proof that Spider-Man was responsible for the brutal murder of Mysterio, an interdimensional warrior who gave his life to protect our planet and who will no doubt go down in history as the greatest superhero of all time. But that's not all, folks. Here's the real blockbuster. Brace yourselves. You might want to sit out.
That's why we're throwing up these links, these videos. Streaming worldwide, 24/7.
Vacation's over. You'll find a new set of talking points in your folders. Get outraged. Go!
Now, I want to get into the meat of this last episode, because if you look at the attack and the points they bring up, you learn what the establishment is scared of. And the same talking points that they raise in this fiction piece are the same talking points they raise in so-called mainstream news and in other fiction arenas. This is what the establishment wants you to be psychologically inoculated to, so that if someone brings up these issues, you go, oh, that's a bunch of kooks, conspiracy theorists. I'm not allowed to look at that. They want you to out of hand ridicule the information instead of being open to it, because they fear you investigating.
You make many statements that have been proven wrong. Do you really believe them?
You want to untangle what's real and what's for show? Now you're talking.
Okay. Do you think vaccination damage is being covered up?
Yes.
Do you think the parents of children killed in school shootings are crisis actors?
I can't answer for individuals, but I do believe there's a force in this country that wants to scam our people into laying down their arms.
All of this, again, follows the script. Demonize people that are exposing the dangers of vaccines that are on record, or how they've been given liability protection, or the fact that Gardasil's been shown to sterilize women and actually give them cancer. It's incredible. This is all admitted. But they know that when we warn people, they're going to say, oh, I saw that on The Good Doctor. That's crazy. It's on record that the United States has the worst infant mortality of any industrialized nation. We used to be one of the best nations. It's on record that our life expectancy is going straight down decade after decade. But they have us to believe that mainline medical science never does anything wrong. The drug companies never do anything wrong. Did you know that roughly 90% of prescription drugs that we use in this country are made in communist China?
Hey. That's great, but what about the big picture? Once I'm out of here, I'll go back to being poison.
They stage the facts to always show the person questioning the system as a crazy person. He believes he's being poisoned. His liver isn't failing because of his genetics.
What are you eating if you're refusing hospital food?
80 grams of protein a day, kale and baby greens.
Leopard spring.
It's Chinese herbs to make you feel younger, more energetic, more virile.
You don't feel virile?
Of course I do, but there's nothing wrong with feeling more virile. I need strength for the fight. You're not talking. Is there a problem?
No, these herbs are harmless.
You asked about my virility.
And there's a twist at the end. You find out that indeed his liver is failing, but it's because he's taking an evil over-the-counter supplement that is hurting his liver. It's not really a Chinese herb. It's Viagra.
I've discovered the cause of your liver problem.
Really? Fatty liver? Autoimmune? I've never had any symptoms.
No, you were being poisoned.
All right, let's stay right there. We're going to come back with the rest of it on the other side. We're just focusing on one of these hit pieces. What are they so afraid of? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they know good and damn well that pretty soon half the public's going to have cancer. They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines, and that's on record as well. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jones. By the way, Seth Gordon, the producer of the show that says to the Hollywood Reporter and others that this show was to target me, turns out he works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the United Nations World Development Fund. That's right, that's who he works for. And of course, Bill and Melinda Gates funds a lot of the shows on ABC. We're looking into the funding of that, but they keep that very close to their vest. That won't be in a shareholder document until later. But that's the first entry is Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the United Nations, who we have Memorandum 200 from Henry Kissinger, admitting their main plan was to depopulate the earth. And the U.S. population expectancy, life expectancy is plummeting. Let's go back to this report, making sure that if you have been turned autistic or brain damaged by the vaccines, that you're proud of it and you attack people that try to save other children's minds. Here it is.
I've discovered the cause of your liver problem.
Really? Fatty liver? Autoimmune? I've never had any symptoms.
No, you were being poisoned.
What? Who? Do you know who? How?
I thought maybe the dose herbs listed on the bottle was wrong.
There's a toxic dose in it?
No, there are no herbs at all in here. It contains sildenafil. It's the active element in Viagra. It promotes blood flow in your penis.
I know what it does. They say it's natural herbs.
They lied. Your idiopathic portal hypertension means your liver is vulnerable to abuse. The amount of sildenafil in here wouldn't kill most people, but if someone with pre-existing liver issues took it every day, you were right. You've been poisoning yourself.
Well, then he blames the Chinese, and they go, no, 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 they're wonderful. Like LeBron James said, they've never done anything wrong. They're good. It was actually a company in California.
Those communist bastards.
I think they're based in San Pedro.
Big Pharma, ladies and gentlemen, does not want you questioning their drugs, their vaccines that are made predominantly in China. So they set up this scenario where he's proven wrong and the good medical doctors are right.
It's good news.
Hollywood, the Democratic Party, the mega corporations allied with communist China, admit in their own white papers that are public that they hate InfoWars because I am legitimate. I am authentic. I am real. And we have helped launch a populist movement, not just here, but worldwide. And they're threatened by real power of the people. They're threatened by real grassroots capitalism and free market. And so they have the fictitious Alex Jones admit that he's wrong and basically say that he's a liar so that he can be further discredited.
I no longer think there's a pedo slave ring in a basement under that piece of joint. That was a wrong call.
What did you do when you realized you'd made an error?
Nothing. No apologies, no admissions. The second you say you were wrong, they'll make it seem like everything you know is wrong. You can't give them that ammunition.
Then you're not really offering the truth.
On Pizzagate, it was in the WikiLeaks that they were doing this in New York. It's on record. The Spirit Cooking, Aleister Crowley, all of it, John Podesta, his brother is in the Washington Post, talking about how he likes deviant art of naked little children. And then the media focused on the pizza place to get everybody to cover it because that wasn't going on there, and then thus discrediting the whole story. That's what I really said. But instead they turn around and say, there's no pedophiles, there's no targeting of children, there's no sexualization anywhere. And that's what's really sick about this, is the whole thing's about targeting children with the vaccines. with the fluoride in the water, with the GMOs, with the cultural attacks, with all of it, and then pointing at those of us that are saying our children are under attack and saying that we are disingenuous and we're the bad guys. The truth is, people know what's going on, and more people are waking up and taking action, and that's why they've chosen yours truly to be the go-to villain to try to demonize me, because they fear the fact that we're telling the truth and we believe in a pro-human future.
Maybe if people saw you admit you were wrong, maybe they'd believe you more.
No. There is no middle ground. Compromise is a scam. When only one side can get what it wants, make sure it's yours.
As Tucker Carlson has pointed out many times, they banned myself and others off the greater internet, not because we were lying, but because what we were saying was true, and it was popular, and the people were listening and supporting it. That's why they took us off the air, because they feared the truth. They know the public can smell it.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard. The left used to understand that, but they don't anymore. What changed? Why are the most powerful companies in the world suddenly so threatened by an independent radio show host in Texas that they're willing to lose business in order to make him shut up? Elites aren't afraid of what Alex Jones says, Krieger writes. They're terrified that it's popular. They're in denial about the consequences of the world they created. Trump didn't divide American society. Alex Jones didn't cause our widespread and, by the way, justified distrust in institutions. Elites did that with their spectacular failures. Trump's election and Alex Jones's popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo, the stewards of which refuse to take a look in the mirror, accept blame, and reform. Censorship does not work. Ideas spread. The good ones, which are rooted in nature and observable reality, take root and they endure. People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that. You can't control their minds. You can only humiliate yourself and undermine your own authority by trying.
Once you've been deplatformed, you can't respond to the lies in those forums. They up the ante and start openly saying that you're a racist. And they recruit Alec Baldwin and SNL to run the attack.
They're shapeshifters. They look like regular people, but they're aliens. Look, there's one right there.
Not an alien.
Here she is, and so is the woman next to her, right there.
Oh, okay, no.
Sir, where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI, the CIA?
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit, because he's always taking off his shirt, okay?
Remember when liberals supported free speech? Remember when universities weren't places that banned speech but encouraged it? Out of all the thousands of leftists that have called for me to be taken off the air, even arrested, only Bill Maher came to my aid. But he was really only coming to the aid of the First Amendment that he himself enjoys.
So I want to talk about free speech for a minute, because Alex Jones, who is not my friend and who tells crazy lies about me, is thrown off Twitter, I think, and Facebook and a few other platforms. I think he's going to...
Thank God!
Well, if you're a liberal, you're supposed to be for free speech. That's free speech for the speech you hate. That's what free speech means. We're losing the thread of the concepts that are important to this country. If you care about the real American shit, or you don't. And if you do, it goes for every side. I don't like Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak.
Ladies and gentlemen, it turns out that the Good Doctor episode that aired this week, where they admit they're trying to demonize me, was funded by a producer that works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the United Nations, Seth Gordon. Incredible, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and it says there's no pedophilia going on. Turns out Bill Gates... As the world awakens to the fact that InfoWars was right, that Alex Jones was right, I could sit here and do a victory lap, but folks, we don't have time. I don't want to do a victory lap. I'm not happy that I was right about all this. No. I don't want to be a slave of the globalist and live like a Chi-Com slave. I want to see the poor Chinese people freed. I don't want to be brought down to their level. I want to see them brought up to our level. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to be involved. Now is the time to be spreading the word. And now is the time to financially support InfoWars. And we make it so easy. It's such a 360 win. We're running a gigantic special. In some ways, it's the biggest ever. Certainly a whole bunch of the items. 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points. It is the everything must go special. And I'm just going to sell out of all the products we've got. Some of these are at cost. We're bringing in some money on some of the others, and it's all vitally needed. And now is the time to fill up our war chest, to go in to this key year of 2020. So please support us at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these great products.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Benjamin Sargon of Akkad is back in studio with us. He is a smart cookie. Look forward to having him ride shotgun with us and cover the waterfront. And I just talked to him. He just got here 10 minutes ago. I said, what do you want to cover first? He said, I want to cover the debates and impeachment. I said, it's funny. That's exactly what I've got first up with you. So great minds think alike, I guess. So we're kind of simpatico here. But first, here's Trump just minutes ago. The press conference is ongoing. Talking about the military-industrial complex, and then how they're trying to keep war going. And quite frankly, Trump pulled this out because Turkey said they're going in there regardless. It's on their border. They have 3.5 million, they're now saying, refugees in there that aren't from there that are attacking them. And so it's their right to push them out. I'm not defending everything that Erdogan does, but that's the level we've gotten at. We're not the world's policemen. Obama started the war, destabilized it, and Trump is absolutely in the right. And to see the left doing backflips and all sorts of mental gymnastics to try to demonize peacemaking when we've been in Syria for a decade is incredible. Here's the president just minutes ago.
If they're fighting over Syria's land, are we supposed to fight a NATO member in order that Syria, who is not our friend, keeps their land? I don't think so. But Syria does have a relationship with the Kurds. The thing that's common is that everybody hates ISIS. Now, the PKK, which is a part of the Kurds, as you know, is probably worse a terror and more of a terrorist threat in many ways than ISIS. So it's a very semi-complicated, not too complicated if you're smart, but it's a semi-complicated problem. And I think it's a problem that we have very nicely under control. We have two countries wanting their land. We have one country that wants land, perhaps that doesn't belong to them because they want to have a 22-mile strip of, they call it freedom. They call it a lot of things. They want to get terrorists out. You have another country that says you can't have our land, and they're going to have to work that out. Now, with that being said, Vice President Mike Pence is going there. He'll be leaving either late tonight or tomorrow. And he was going to leave yesterday, but they have to have certain security done. He's a very important man in our country. And he'll be leaving with Secretary of State Pompeo. We already have representatives there negotiating with Turkey. We put massive sanctions on Turkey, and we have additional sanctions on Turkey. And when I ran on a basis we're going to bring our great soldiers back home where they belong. We don't have to fight these endless wars. We're bringing them back home. That's what I want on. And some people, whether it's you call it the military-industrial complex or beyond that, they'd like me to stay. One of the problems I have, and one of, for instance, with the witch hunt, you have people that want me to stay. They want me to fight forever. They do very well fighting. That's what they want to do, fight. A lot of companies want to fight because they make their weapons based on fighting, not based on peace. And they take care of a lot of people. I want to bring our soldiers back home. We're not a police force. We're a fighting force. We're the greatest fighting force ever. I spent $2.5 trillion over the last almost 3 years rebuilding our military. When I took it over, it was a
big brother.
It was an absolute
mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, again, how could anybody ask for anything better? That's the exact strategy. It's not our war. 2+ million have already left Turkey the last few years into Europe. Now there's 3.5 million who aren't even really from Syria, all over the world that try to take over Syria. Now they've gone into Turkey, and Turkey says, we're kicking you back into there. And the Russians have come in to fill the vacuum, and Erdogan has gone, you know, is going to Russia to meet with Putin. Pence is going out there, and they're going to work it out, and it's going to be done. Putting the baby to bed, ending the war that the deep state started. I don't know how anyone could not support that. Popular researcher and author and all-around popular guy online, Carl Benjamin Sargon of Akkad, is here. What do you make of what you just saw Trump say?
Trump is doing what he said he would do. He said this in 2016. He said that he would pull out of the Middle East. And I think there's an important distinction to be made there. He means the war zones in the Middle East. People are saying, well, he's sending X amount of troops to Saudi Arabia. He's kind of obliged to. They're an ally of yours. So it's one of those things where it's not a homogenous zone.
He's sending missile defense systems.
Yeah, I think he's sending troops as well.
Yeah, that operate them, yeah.
Yeah, that operate them, yeah. But the important thing is in the actual border between Iraq and Syria, are you pulling troops out of there? And I think that it is important that he does fulfill that pledge. But that obviously, thank you, leads to the point of the Middle East then is going to essentially return to the business of the Middle East, as in they're going to continue fighting. As you can see with Turkey invading Syria and then Syria being supported by Russia.
That's all they ever do.
That's the common history of the Middle East for the last 4,000 or 5,000 years. So it's not something new or dramatic. I'm old enough to remember when the left wanted us to pull out of the Middle East, and now to hear them screaming about how we should stay there is an amazing...
Last night's debate, did you watch it?
Yes, I did. But the question that the left really needs to ask itself in this regard is, do we have the moral mandate to impose our version of human rights on the Middle East? Because people in the Middle East broadly don't agree with what we consider to be human rights.
Plus, the Arab Spring destabilized it, made it worse.
Yeah, it did.
That we helped fund.
Yeah, but that was also a consequence of social media.
Google and Facebook helped. They were very proud of themselves. We can put the radical jihadis in charge. We can have a revolution. And CNN endorsed it.
I don't think that was their goal. I'm sure they thought that they were going to help Western-style democracy, but that's just not something that I think is very feasible in the Middle East because of the underlying belief systems of the country.
They just let whoever the strongmen were take over.
Yeah, it's not, they don't have the kind of constitutional history that English-speaking countries have and Western countries have, so I don't think that that's necessarily...
Now, wait a minute, that's kind of xenophobic. Let's say that the Middle East is superior, we don't want Magna Carta or due process or any, the West is horrible.
Yes.
The West sucks. Yeah.
The West is terrible, constitutional rights are a bad idea, is the takeaway if you're a Middle Eastern dictator. They don't have the kind of political history that we have. And so essentially the choice we have is, are we going to stay there with force and make them respect human rights in the way that we would prefer? Or are we, and which is an imperialist mindset, that's the most important thing, I think.
White man's burden.
That is essentially what it is. But it is an imperial mindset. We're going to go there and use the barrel of a gun to make sure they do what we want in this regard. Or are we going to be more isolationist and let the regional powers run the system as they want, which will involve them killing each other?
Well, I'll say this. Eisenhower put into play things that put the Ba'athists in power, left them there. And that was a stabilizing force. The women went to college and they industrialized, their populations expanded, and they could buy Playboy on the news rack. I'm not saying that's a sign of freedom, but Saddam Hussein, they had Playboys being sold. That's all gone now. It's 10 times worse. So the globalists wanted to destabilize things. You have the more benign neglect view that they just don't know what they're doing. But, I mean, if you get deeper into this, they want destabilized countries.
I don't want to ascribe that kind of motive, but I mean, if you listen to Biden during the debate last night, he was speaking from the neocon playbook. They thought they had a mandate to go in there and rearrange the Middle East to their liking and impose our values on those people.
And then it's Trump's fault that it's all wrecked.
Yeah, it's not Trump's fault at all. Trump is doing what the left wanted done 10 years ago, but now there are consequences to that are inevitable.
By the way, he was against the first Iraq war. Yeah, he was against the second one. He's always been consistent.
Yeah, he has actually been very consistent on this. And he is doing what he said he would do. So the fact they want to lay this at Trump's feet is, it's a bit ridiculous, to be honest.
It really is. And I was here covering it last night, and it was like pulling teeth, but we had to analyze it. And it was torturous because they were lying so much that we were all just gibbering trying to respond to it live. That was just all pure crap. Except when Beto was honest and said, oh, yeah, we're coming to your house with gunpoint to take your guns. That's coming up, too. We'll play Tulsi really knocking it out of the park as well. It's all coming up next segment.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To heal
Bebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
800-503-8625. If you talk, your name will hear you.
Hold on. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Yeah, you can do it if you try.
The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are back with Sargon of Akkad, Carl Benjamin. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we have seen Trump deliver on about 80% of what he said he would do so far. He's trying to deliver on the rest. The entire power structure is battling him. Other nationalists are getting elected everywhere. They don't know what to do. And so everyone's getting really excited last night. Everybody ran up to me and said, Alex, look, and Pelosi reportedly places a hold on inquiry vote, raising questions about level of support. That's up on InfoWars.com. But as I told you weeks ago, they're doing this fake kangaroo court thing and not going through the normal impeachment procedures so they can be secret, so the whistleblowers can be secret because they're just propagandists. I mean, it's really John Bolton. And I told you that. Now it's come out. And they're railroading Trump, and they're not even letting Republicans in the room. So they're developing all this. If she does it through formal systems, then all the truth will come out. And the fact that there's a transcript and all these other witnesses and that none of it happened. So they want to develop their fraud, come out and say they have a report, to then begin the move for impeachment, trying to use that report that wasn't derived of due process and bypassing any House investigation. Unprecedented. Here's Congressman Andy Biggs just about 30 minutes ago speaking about this murder of due process. Just astounding what's happening. Here it is.
I don't expect anybody in this body to not have some kind of political or other bias. But the American people and I expect that unfair bias be done away with. And that's exactly why you have the rules of the House. The rules of the House are meant to protect the minority. You don't have to protect the majority. They've got the votes. They can do anything they want.
That was a fired up Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs a short time ago, slamming what he is calling the secrecy behind the House impeachment inquiry. Joining us now, once again, hung out with us. Thank you for that.
So what he's calling secrecy, secret closed-door meetings, the Republicans aren't in there. What he's calling secrecy. What he's calling secrecy. So this is very dangerous, Carl Benjamin.
I'm not aware of what they're doing with secrecy. I'm not even sure what the grounds for impeachment are. What are they even saying that it should be? Is it regarding the phone call that he had with the president of Ukraine?
Well, that's the excuse they're using. The real crime is that John Bolton, who literally thinks we can survive nuclear wars, he's just a stark, raving, mad lunatic. But if you read his divorce files, it's really amazing. I mean, you would expect that he dresses in leather dominatrix outfits, and he does, reportedly. Right. I mean, this guy is psychotic, and anyone with that mustache you can't trust. And he literally is mad that Trump won't launch all these wars, so he's cooked all this up.
Right, okay, because as far as I was aware, at least from mainstream media reporting, they are under the impression that Trump was trying to get a foreign power to dig up dirt on his political enemies, but the transcript just didn't support this allegation at all, and that's why this is an inquiry into impeachment rather than actually impeachment proceedings. That was my understanding of the situation.
Yes, but even a real inquiry before an investigation would be open, and you would have both sides there.
Yeah, you would think that would be the case.
I mean, a little bit of a telltale sign when they say, you can't see it, and we'll never tell you who the whistleblowers are, because it's John Bolton, it's Fiona Hill. We told people that 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think
before it ever even happened, we said they would do this.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that they've done this, to be honest. But
you got to ask, why the hell did Trump let that weasel in the White House?
I couldn't speculate.
Because he thought he could convince him. That's his greatest strength, is his weakness, is that he's so damn confident.
I don't really know, because I don't follow him too much. But I can only assume that this has been such a vague analysis that they're giving, because there doesn't seem to be anything they've got. They seem to be on completely uneven ground, and they don't really seem to have anything firm on which to pin on Trump. I mean, what he did with the Ukrainian president was a throwaway line that appeared to actually be something respectable, as in investigate what happened in the 2016 election regarding the emails and etc. So I just don't see what they're complaining about.
All he said was, the president's complaining about corruption, which we know is really bad in Ukraine. And then the president simply says, yeah, I saw Joe Biden on TV bragging how he got the prosecutor fired or he held up $1 billion. That's amazing. That sounds like a normal conversation you'd have when somebody brings up, yeah, we got a lot of corruption.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if the finger should be pointed at anyone, it's Biden and Hunter Biden. The problem, I mean, Hunter Biden admitted in an interview the other day that he was given it because of his surname. He knows.
Yeah, they're hiding it in plain view.
Yeah.
And listen, I've had problems with alcohol. You know, don't drink anymore. I've never really had problems with any drugs, thank God. So I don't judge people for the fact that the guy's a known cokehead. So he got dishonorably discharged out of the Navy, and he's a known criminal. That's why I don't like him. He's a cokehead criminal. And that's it.
Right.
And then what about he's resigned from this billion-dollar boards now from China? The media was saying that was all a conspiracy theory, but now it's admitted.
Right. I haven't followed this. I didn't know.
What a little entitled nepotism leech.
It does indeed appear to be nepotism. I mean, Hunter Biden said in the interview that he was asked, would you have been put on the board of this company if your surname wasn't Biden? And he says, I don't know, probably not. There we go.
And then they try to spin it that, Trump having his kids involved, because he can trust them and they're very capable, obviously, is the same thing. No, he didn't put them on other boards of countries that we have militarily occupied over gas companies. The Chinese, he did none of that. They're on boards of companies they've been on for decades.
Yeah,
that are his companies.
This is the same kind of pattern we saw with Bush and the neocons as well, where they would just make huge amounts of money out of what America was doing overseas, and no one was holding them to account.
You're absolutely right. Well, Trump has lost billions, and I'm not just here to defend Trump. Speaking of Gabbard's, Tulsi just blows away everybody else on the stage. Mm-hmm. She obviously has some spark. She says some terrible things I disagree with, like no due process, red flag law, so I'm not supporting her. But she came out and said, we need to end these wars. And she came out and said, quit calling Joe Biden racist. You know, when the left pushes that, it's totally made up. And then she said that in the previous debate. And she also said impeachment is dividing the nation. Let's go ahead and play her talking about impeachment last night.
If impeachment is driven by these hyper-partisan interests, it will only further divide an already terribly divided country. Unfortunately, this is what we've already seen play out as calls for impeachment really began shortly after Trump won his election. And as unhappy as that may make us as Democrats, he won that election in 2016. If the House votes to impeach, the Senate does not vote to remove Donald Trump. He walks out and he feels exonerated, further deepening the divides in this country that we cannot afford.
I mean, compared to those meth head mummies that are on the stage, you know, she's very attractive in the things she says and physically compared to them. But there's just some people are really concerned that this is, you know, mental judo or something, a sneak attack, or that they're really planning to act like she's the dark horse they're holding back from us. But then she will surge onto the stage and it's really, you know, bad news.
I think that the Democratic Party themselves won't let her win. She's the only lucid candidate they have. Her and Andrew Yang, in fact, are the only two lucid candidates, and that's because they're not radical Trump-hating lunatics.
Well, Yang said that too. When we talk about what Yang said, he said impeaching Trump's not going to fix the economy.
No, no, and he called them out as well.
In fact, it's going to tank it. Can you imagine?
Well, I don't know if whether it's going to tank the economy, but a bunch of these sort of more fervent anti-Trump people on the Democratic stage were saying how impeachment would bring the country together, and Yang completely shut that down.
Of course, every study and every common sense means impeachment could lead to civil war.
That is something Trump said, yes.
No, it's all, I mean, are you, the climate's here.
I've been thinking about the idea of civil war quite a lot. I think that's the wrong term. I think it'll be a social war. I think that's what we're seeing in Portland now, where it's very engaged internet activists who then come out into the real world. But the people who aren't on the internet and in their spheres have no idea what's going on. And so,
I agree. Most Democrats, a lot of Democrats we talk to, don't even know who's president. I'm not kidding. We go on the street, they don't know. I'm not kidding.
Really?
Oh, I mean, they've got studies out where people don't even know the three branches of government.
Well, that's true.
But then they'll say to our cameras, "Well, I still support Hillary. Is she president?" No, we got this on video.
Really? I haven't seen it.
I know it sounds unbelievable. We're going to go to break with Carl Benjamin, and I intend to take some calls coming up next hour. What did you think of the debate last night? And what do you think of Trump saying the military-industrial complex doesn't care about the troops, they want to keep wars going? I'll give you a big military so, you know, we all have great defense and everybody gets their pay and the economy keeps going, but you're not going to feed our troops down garbage disposals. I totally agree with it. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Our military needs to be equipped, training, ready, like a sword in its scabbard, razor sharp, not out there beating upside the head a bunch of drooling jihadis constantly for globalist profits. 877-789-2539. Don't forget, we've got the Everything Must Go mega sale. It's got to end soon. Everything is 40 to 70% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and believe me, these are amazing products. Vasobeat, so good for your heart and body. X3, 70% off. X2, 50% off. It's all there. And a bunch of other big specials. I'm too busy to tell you about them. I'm almost running out of time. But it's all up there. Check out the sale and support the InfoWar. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.